parcel A containing 0.39 acres more or less. And whereas on October 14th, 2024, the parcel was rezoned to C1 General Commercial District, and after much discussion and consideration, the City Council requested an appraisal to gain the fair market value, determine a fair market price, and whereas First Choice Real Estate prepared a comparable market analysis of the real estate property containing 0.39 plus or minus acres of the real estate property zone C1 General Commercial, setting the fair market value at $22,500. Therefore, after much consideration, the City Council unanimously agreed to proceed with the sale of the real property by public bid. However, after several attempts reduced the fair market value to not less than $12,500, with a public bid opening date of July 7, 2025. Whereas, according to the Code of Iowa, Section 403.8, municipality may sell real property giving consideration to the uses, restrictions, and consideration to private persons only under a reasonable competitive bidding procedure by public notice. And whereas the mayor public opened a sealed bid at the July 7, 2025 City Council meeting, Jeffrey Wolf, in the amount of $13,000. After much discussion, the City Council accepted Mr. Wolf's bid, received in the amount of $13,000.
$13,000.
Therefore, set a public hearing date of August 4th, 2025 at 7 p.m. to publicly inform the public of the council's intentions to sell the city property, and whereas such notice was published of general circulation as required on July 21st, 2025 in the Quad City Times, whereas the public hearing was then held on August 4th, 2025 in reference to the land acquisition, at which meeting the council opened the hearing for discussion, and after careful consideration of the public input, agreed to pursue the land transaction, with Jeffrey Wolf purchasing the real property on West Loretta Street, Bluegrass, Iowa, parcel number 823-121-0091, in the amount of $13,000. Now, therefore, it be resolved, City Council of the City of Bluegrass, Iowa, as follows. The City of Bluegrass will sell and convey all rights, title, and interest, and to the real estate described as parcel located on West Loretta Street, Scott County, Bluegrass, Iowa, described in Warranty Deed 1998-397, to Jeffrey Wolf for the purchase price of $13,000. The quitclaim deed will be in the name of the City of Bluegrass, Iowa, signed by the mayor and attested by the city clerk financial officer. The quitclaim deed will then be delivered to Jeffrey Wolf at closing. The purchase shall have the property surveyed within 30 days of the close. The City Council hereby authorizes the City Attorney William McCullough to represent the city at the said real estate closing, to be held on or before January 1st, 2026, with Jeffrey Wolf for the purchase of real property described in an instrument number 00397-98, located on West Loretta Street, parcel number 823-121-0091, Bluegrass, Iowa, in the amount of $13,000. Any resolution or part thereof in conflict or inconsistent with this resolution is repealed. Passed by the City of Bluegrass this 4th day of August 2025, approved and signed by the mayor. Is there a motion to approve resolution 2025-28?
Make that motion.
Second.
Roll call.
Councilmember Bowman.
Aye.
Smith.
Aye.
Block.
Aye.
Herman.
Aye.
And Brandenburg.
Aye.
Your Honor, all ayes, zero nays, motion carried.
Okay. Next item is engineer's report. You have the engineer report in front of you. Is there any questions that I may or may not be able to answer? I do know Telegraph Road, Mike did get a hold of Team Services. Myself and Public Works Director Meyer went out there Friday, and we marked out the 10 spots where the boring will be done. Their plan is to start this week yet. Any questions about his report?
They have a time frame on how long that takes before they get the results back?
I asked Mike that too, and Mike said he couldn't tell me that, but he would get that. As soon as he talked to him, he'd ask him that too, because I said the same thing. that we just talked about, item number 8, which is the status of East Telegraph Road. Status of Orchard Street improvements. I was told today that Bruce Construction intends to start that yet this week, if not this week, the first of next week.
He said he's going to get after pretty quick.
So. And the status of the Lamp Fair project, which is item number 10. I believe the Public Works Director and Mike and the owner of Arrow Concrete walked the street,
yep.
Found the items. He's going to take care of the items and then report back to Mike so that they can have a closure visit on it. Any questions? Okay, next item is Building Commissioner, item number 11, Building Commissioner. You have that in front of you, his report in front of you. Is there any questions about his report? Okay, next item is item number 12, Status of Hazardous Building.
I talked to Jackie last week, and again, all her attempts financially is not working out for her. I did suggest possibly LMI, whether if she wanted to keep the property, she could probably tear the house down. And then there's also talk of maybe we could get the house on the outside fixed and then buy her some time. So maybe what route she wanted to go. And she said she would get the application. However, she did say that even the 10% might be an issue.
So then what do you do?
Well, I think before we do anything, we better make sure we get an application and go from there. As far as the 10% thing is, we'll cross that bridge when we come to it, I think. You have a question?
You asked.
Is there one of them programs around here, like Jimmy Carter used to do for helping all people that in that kind of situation?
I've been trying to research that myself on my own, and I am coming up blank. But I'm not saying there isn't. I just haven't got in touch with the right people, evidently.
How about Habitat for Humanity?
Didn't sound like that was an interested type thing. They didn't come right out and say no, they didn't say yes, they didn't say anything. Because it's already a structure, NERBA Habitat for Humanity wants to build something, not remodel something. But that's not saying that they would. I have been approached by an individual at one point that said, if we can just patch the outside of the house and paint it the color of the house and buy her some time that way, that he and probably a couple other people would be willing to help out doing that, even at their own cost, in order to help her out. And that took, now that's not anything I got in writing, that was merely hearsay, so we'll see how it works out.
Yeah, never mind. I was gonna suggest a HUD home, my purchased it on 213 East New Street. I had sat abandoned for five years or better, but I think that's that would require a buyout. Basically, they'd have to.
Correct. Did you have something?
In the meantime, I talked to the city attorney, and he said yes, we need to send her a letter. So I think in the meantime, if she doesn't come in, a letter still needs to go out, giving her this is your timeline, and then we proceed with what we need to do according to the code, which is demolition. The city would do it and put a lien against the property, whatever. He did talk to somebody, and he said it'd be right around, 16,000, 18,000 to demo it, along with the garage, because the garage isn't up to code either.
And then, so at that point, then a lien would be held against the property?
Well, we would give her 30 days to pay that part of it, and if she doesn't, then yes, a lien would be placed against it. But we're not going to get our money
until... I guess you're right.
I assume there's some things we don't know where they still go on the house or...
Right, right.
We don't know that stuff. So.
Was there damage on the roof too, or just the siding? Or the siding?
Just the siding.
You guys had to cut through to put out the fire in the wall.
Side in the front.
The roof's in very poor shape.
Well, and you said the pipes froze and, you know.
It's not that it's not that the house is in good shape. Obviously, we all know that. The fact of the matter is that if we can appease the city's code by patching it together for now until they can find some sort of resource to get the money. I know there's more than one family member that's working on this. So that's the point. And that was the idea of it. And that was the idea of them coming to get LMI money, possibly, to help with that situation.
What parts are
on the
not
north?
An ordinance as far as for code, the way it sits right now, structurally? On the outside, is it just cosmetic? Just well, obviously there's
right.
A hole in there, but
yeah,
the patch and then the siding.
The siding would be the main thing. I don't know if there's any broken windows or anything like that.
Well, you said electrical was the major, electrical and plumbing
right.
On the inside.
But those
that
are shut off.
That's not something that it would just be unlivable, right?
Right.
It wouldn't be.
It would not be livable.
You're trying to get it closed up so it's safe, no one can get in it, right?
Nobody can get in, animals can't get
right.
In it.
So get it under lock and key and then worry about the inside later and obviously everything shut off. It's still unlivable.
Right.
Okay.
Does she want to keep the property?
Uh-huh. She wants to keep it, but yeah, she just has no means to fix it at all. I mean, there's so much to be done. I mean. The wiring that caused the fire, the reason why the fire started through the wiring was because there was no heat in there, so there was no furnace. And then now that everything froze up, all the pipes are busted inside there, and then plus the damage from the fire.
I think maybe you need to sit down with her and just have a come to Jesus and give her, these are your options and
I have, and and then we keep, I'll tell her you have 30 days and then, 50 days later, hey, we haven't talked, come on, because she was supposed to get back and get in touch with me and all that stuff, so we've been being very gracious with our time frames with her, and open and that something works out for her, but she keeps coming down that end path. And people do want to buy it, that have money, but she don't want to sell it because it's been in the family for a couple generations.
I think you just come to the point where we send out the letter. And, it sucks, but...
I think we have to cover ourselves with the
right.
Letter. We have to cover the city, don't we?
And, it becomes a safety concern, too, when kids start getting in there or something.
Yeah, the people that just want to buy the area where the house is, because I know the field all behind that belongs to her, too.
Oh.
So that's, quite a bit of land.
Nobody
wants to offer what it's worth.
I guess my question would be, I'm one of her neighbors, my question would be, what does she have to do in order to secure the building per code?
Right.
So to me, as long as the holes are covered and it's painted to match, it doesn't say it has to be sided, it just has to match. So if I'll be one of the volunteers. Is that what it needs to be?
And I would help you, Chief. I mean, that's what I'm asking. What part is not
that's
code?
So that's exactly why I brought it up, is to see exactly what has to be done in order for it to be able to stand.
So if we patched up the two holes and Kind of color matched and painted.